Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden says negotiations with House Republicans to avoid a debt default have been productive. But as NPR's Tamara Keith explains, there's no deal yet.
Addressing the debt ceiling negotiations for the first time since Monday, President Biden once again laid out the White House position, publicly unchanged, even as negotiations over potential compromises and spending cuts intensify.
I made clear time and again, defaulting on our national debt is not an option. The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there. The veterans' hospitals remain open. And that economic progress will be made, and we're going to continue to make it. Default puts all that at risk.
Biden added that the only way forward is a bipartisan agreement, and he believes one will be reached. When and what will it entail? That's unclear. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
The top U.S. military officer says Russia has no prospect of achieving its original military goals in Ukraine. But as NPR's Greg Myrie reports, General Mark Milley also says it will be difficult for Ukraine to drive all Russian troops out of the country.
General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, spoke at the Pentagon following a virtual meeting of some 50 Western nations that are supporting Ukraine.
This war militarily is not going to be won by Russia. It's just not. Their strategic objectives that they laid out, which was the conquest of the territory called Ukraine, the unseating of the Zelensky government, the capture of Kyiv, those strategic objectives went away a year ago, shortly after they invaded.
Yet the general also stressed that Ukraine will have a tough time pushing out all the Russian forces. It's possible, he said, but probably not in the near term. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
A hardline sentence for Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes on seditious conspiracy charges in connection with the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. A judge sentencing the leader of the far-right militia group to 18 years in prison. Another Oath Keepers member, Kelly Meigs, was handed a 12-year sentence. Typhoon Mawar has hit Guam, making a mess of the U.S. territory and leaving some areas virtually unrecognizable. Landy Nidlet is a chief meteorologist with the National Weather Service and described in a video briefing what he saw this morning after the storm made landfall.
We are waking up to a rather disturbing scene out there across Guam. We're looking out our door and what used to be a jungle looks like toothpicks. It looks like a scene from the movie Twister with trees just thrashed apart.
While the typhoon that hit as a Category 4 storm is pulling away, heavy rain and wind gusts of over 100 miles an hour are still being reported in some areas. The storm dumped 14 inches of rain, much of Guam still without power today. A mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow was down 35 points. The Nasdaq gained 213 points today. You're listening to NPR News. Four men detained in Spain for alleged hate crimes against a Brazilian soccer star have been released on bail. The response by Spanish officials following multiple incidents of racial abuse against the black forward is being watched closely back home in Brazil. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The four men are accused of hanging a black effigy of Vinicius Jr. from a bridge. Vinny Jr., as he's known, plays for the Spanish Football League team, Real Madrid. The effigy was the latest attack against Vinny Jr., one of the team's highest scorers. Last Sunday, fans yelled insults at the forward, repeatedly calling him a monkey. Brazil's president expressed his outrage over the treatment and urged Spanish officials to take action. The Spanish Soccer League and FIFA have been criticized for slow reaction to racism. During a Wednesday game, banners of support for Vinny Jr. were raised, and at the 20-minute mark, the entire stadium applauded for the 22-year-old, who wears the number 20. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
It was apparently the chirping that gave him away, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer noting the noise near a passenger who just arrived in Miami from Managua, Nicaragua, and was headed to Taiwan. Inside the man's carry-on bag, officials say they found 24 green baby parrots. They're being raised by the Rare Species Conservatory Foundation, and they chirp and bob their heads anytime anyone nears the large cages they currently call home. The man caught with brightly colored birds has pleaded guilty to wildlife smuggling and faces up to 20 years in prison. Crude oil futures prices lost ground today, oil down $2.51 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.